And our topic for today is relief from overwhelm. So go ahead and tune into your own sense of overwhelm. If you don't feel overwhelmed right now, you can still join in with us for the benefit of the group. We call that borrowing benefits. So even though I might use words that are not necessarily your own words, you can either edit those words in your mind, or as you repeat after me, you can apply your own words, or you can just use the words that I use, and just remember that we really are all one. So somewhere on the line, someone is really benefiting from the words that you are using on their behalf. And as each one of us becomes lighter and happier, it really benefits the group as a whole. So some areas that might be causing overwhelm for you might be in the areas of, I'll name off a few here. You know, one might be having too much to do. We all know about that. And when there's too much to do and too little time, it can certainly cause a lot of stress. Or perhaps not knowing what direction to take. Sometimes it feels like we have, you know, five different ways that we can go, and we just have no idea what direction is the right direction. Sometimes we feel like we don't have a good decision to choose from, that all the options seem less than exciting. There might be another situation where you're not feeling capable of accomplishing what you want or what you need to do. You might feel like you don't have the resources to do what you want or need to do. Or maybe you feel like the power of decision about your life is in someone else's hands. All of these are contributors to the feeling of being powerless and overwhelmed. So let's go ahead and get started and just take a moment now to tune in to your own sense of what might be feeling heavy or burdensome. And we will begin by tapping over the heart. So you can get a copy of that diagram if you're not sure where that is. Then for our next call, you'll be all ready to go to that place. So it's right between your collarbone and the top of your heart, right out in that fleshy area on your chest. And just begin today by repeating after me and say this: even though I'm feeling overwhelmed, I just have too much to do. Every day is so busy. My mind gets heavy. My mind gets full. And there's so much to get done. And then I feel spread thin. And then I get stressed. And I might be judging myself. Now let's go to the other side of the chest. It's the same spot, but on the other side of the chest. And let's say I forgive myself. Whatever it is I'm judging myself about, I am willing to release my judgment, to accept myself, and to trust that everything is unfolding perfectly on my behalf. Now let's go up on top of the head and say, I forgive myself, just tapping right up on the top of the head. I am willing to release the past. I release all my judgments against myself. I'm doing the best I know how. Now let's go to the eyebrow point. With one finger on the inside of each eyebrow, right over the bridge of the nose, and say, even though I may not know what direction to take, maybe there's too many choices, maybe I've made mistakes, I don't want to make more mistakes, and I have this fear that if I choose wrongly, I could make another mistake. I am willing to release my judgments and leave a space for my higher wisdom to guide me and make every decision that will lead me to peace. Now let's go to the side of the eye. It's the on the side nearest your ear, but it's right there on the side of your eye, not as far back on your temple, just on that bone socket around the side of the eye. Say, I forgive myself for any past mistakes. Whenever I haven't said something right, whenever I haven't done something right, I am willing to see the goodness in myself. Now let's go to the cheek point. The cheek point is right down under the pupil of the eye, right on the top of the cheek. Let's start tapping there and say, even though I may not feel capable of accomplishing what I want to do, I am determined to see the goodness in myself. I am willing to see the strength I am capable of. And I embrace, I allow the strength of God to help me in everything I do. Now let's go under the nose, just right there between the nostrils and the top of your lip, and tapping right there. Say, even though I'm feeling like I may not have the resources to do everything I want to do, maybe everything I need to do, I may feel like I'm falling short, and I'm tired of that feeling. I'm tired of being overwhelmed. I can't seem to stop the cycle. Now let's go to the chin point, right at the top of the chin, just under your lower lip, and say, Dear God, I am willing to accept your help, your direction. I am learning that my part is to know that I am capable of everything working out. I will not decide on doom. I will trust you with my happiness. Let's go back over the top of the heart again and say, even though there may be times when it feels like the power of decision is outside of me, like things are happening that I can't stop, I can't control. Sometimes it feels like an avalanche, and I get buried under the rubble. Dear God, I come to you to take this from me, to help me understand that your will is my happiness. Let's go to the other side of the chest. I am willing to see the greatness within myself that God created. I acknowledge it. I am willing to have the happiness that He wills for me. Now let's go to the thymus point. There's actually a point right in the middle of your chest down just above the breastbone. Just tapping right there on the thymus and say, I accept myself deeply and completely. I forgive myself for all mistakes, all failures, for anyone I have let down. For whenever I have let myself down, I forgive myself completely. Now let's go to the side of your left hand, tapping with your right fingertips on the side of your left hand. It's called the karate chop point. And say, I am willing to receive the answers that I am seeking. I am worthy of a happy, wonderful, abundant life. I am willing to see myself as content, fulfilled, and I allow God to show me how to get there. My only part is to refrain from thinking my situation is impossible. My part is to leave the space for the healing to be accomplished. Let's stop now and just take a nice, big, deep breath. Just allowing all of your thoughts to quiet and calm. We are joining here today in means and in purpose. Each one of us has seen what the world has to offer, and we see that it is inconsistent, and many times we feel disappointed, we feel sad, and we feel that we can't get to that consistent level of happiness and peace. But we learn that it is God's will that we know that kind of happiness, that we are entitled to live a life that is peaceful, safe, where we smile, where we enjoy each other's company, and where we look forward to the future. Let's just tap right on the side of the hand for one last tapping round and say, even though I have this concern about the future, whatever fears I have, I surrender them now. I will leave a space today for the higher part of my mind, for my God-given wisdom, to show me how everything can work together on my behalf. Take another nice deep breath, leaving that space. Let's finish up now with a prayer. Dear God, we come to you together, united, in a collaboration, as we stand together for the truth of who we are. We are learning that what you created within us can never be altered, not by our mistakes or our failures. And there is no other person or circumstance that can take our wholeness from us. Today we offer our forgiveness to ourselves and to each other. Whatever it is that we have done or someone else has done, wherever we have failed, today we gladly and together release the past. We offer you the space today that wherever it is in our lives where we are feeling overwhelmed, where we don't know what to do, where we don't know where to turn, or what direction to take. In those areas where we're not feeling capable or accomplished, or we feel that we don't have the resources or that we're falling short. Today we ask that you would decide for us, that we would lay down all of our judgments and turn directly to you and accept your will for our happiness. We are learning that the power of decision is our own. There is no power outside of us. Today we embrace, we align, and we declare that all power of God is within us. We join together and we will rest peacefully tonight because we walk together. We walk in oneness, power, strength, light, and love. Dear God, we dedicate tomorrow to your miracles, that we would receive them in the place of all of our judgments and fears and grievances. We will leave a space for you, and we will remember to expect miracles. Thy will be done. Amen. I'd like to thank you all for joining me. I appreciate your time and your commitment to this few minutes that we spend together for the next 30 days, and I respect you for it. It takes time away from your busy day, but these few minutes that we spend together and we choose peace together, I know in my heart will bless people beyond our circle in ways that we have never imagined. Today we claim that peace for ourselves, and we stand together in trust that that peace is being delivered, and we will know it with certainty in our hearts forever. Together we place our future in the hands of God. Remember always to expect miracles. This is Robin Duncan with the Miracle Center of California. If you haven't done so already, you can download a free copy of our EFT Tapping Points Diagram from the EFT training page on our website at miraclecenterofca.com, or you can watch one of our training videos on how to combine EFT with prayer on our YouTube channel at Robin Duncan 100.